Now, part of the immigration debate in Florida centers on Haitians who are steadily tumbling onto American shores. Last month alone, the Coast Guard intercepted 700 Haitians and sent them back. That is a dramatic increase, and of course, those are just the ones who were caught. Earlier this year, a boatload of Haitians made it to shore, 101 people. They swam from a sailboat to a beach near Miami, which is where they ran into one of the complexities of American refugee policy. If they were Cuban and they reached land, they could stay. Haitians are not so lucky, so they are waiting for their cases to be resolved in court. Many of them are. And some are getting legal aid from a group called Haitian Women of Miami, led by Marlene Bastian.
They came in a very small boat, which was in very poor condition, to the point that most people are still wondering, you know, how did they get here? The boat was very crowded. For 22 days, they were on the sea. For the last week, they were forced to eat toothpaste and mixed with salt water. That's why many of them were disoriented and quite sick. And 13 of them had to be taken to the hospital.
What happened to the 14 children who were on that boat?
The 14 children are at Boys Town, which is a detention center for children, because they are unaccompanied minors. Their family members are being assessed right now to make sure that those who claim to be their relatives are indeed their relatives, and that the homes that they will go to will be safe.
You mean they were on the boat hoping to reach relatives already in the United States?
Yes.
Would you describe what they're fleeing in Haiti right now?
The conditions in Haiti are terrible. This is a country that has been embroiled in political instability for years. The rule of law is not respected. Most of them have been in front of an asylum officer and were found to have a strong case for political asylum.
Are you advocating that the same policy that allows Cubans to stay, if they just make it here, should apply to the citizens of other Caribbean countries if they can just make it here?
Yes. If you're Cuban and then you make it to land, you can stay. Within a year, you can apply for permanent resident cards.
But the key is get one foot on land, pretty much.
Yes. Our land was built on the principle of justice and fairness for all. We cannot choose whose rights we want to respect. We have a moral and legal responsibility to afford the right of due process to refugees who make it to our land.
When you talk about the right of due process, of course, you're making this statement in the middle of a debate over many immigration laws in the United States. And there is some focus here on people who come here illegally. They violated U.S. law.
As a matter of fact, they are here legally until they go to court, and then they are found to be excludable, and then their cases are denied. So we are asking that a good faith effort is made to give these refugees the right of due process.
Marlene Bastien is the director of Haitian Women of Miami and vice chair of the Haitian American Grassroots Coalition. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
There's one point of view on the immigration debate. So far, 65 of the Haitians have proven that they have a credible fear of persecution if they return to Haiti, so they are eligible to seek political asylum and remain in the United States. Of the rest, at least two will be deported.